Hey, good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Stick around. We've got an hour of great sounds, and we're going to be treated to a live performance by one of my favorite singer-songwriters in this entire planet, Dana Kurtz. She'll be performing this evening at the Blue Moon Saloon. It's a free show, and if you've never caught Dana, you're in for a treat. So stick around for that. We're going to start off with music from the latest album by another good friend and regular visitor to the caravan, Scott H. Byram from Austin, Texas. His new album on Bloodshot Records is called Nothing But Blood. We'll hit another track from that, as well as going to Brother Deej's latest, How to Kill a Horse, in a tune, actually a new mix. The album will be released quite soon on vinyl. We'll listen to a track from Brother Deej. Let's start off with Classic Stones doing some Reverend Wilkins as we kick off this caravan.
Never coming home. This thing's been coming for such a long old time. Guess I'm better off alone. A beat up heart and a worried mind. There's nothing left for me back there. Heartache, pain, and a weary soul. It's just me, myself, and I. And I'm just never coming home. Woke up thinking my soul had flown. I thought I'd died somewhere out there in the night. Guess I'm still just drifting on. Got nowhere left to do it right. Watching high lines roll on by. And chasing white lines till they're gone. Don't know where I'll sleep tonight. Just know I'm never coming home. Yes, I'm never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home. Weathered pages of my life, scattered high upon the wind. It's so hard to say goodbye to things I'll never see again. Almost there, but just too late. The turning tide was just too strong, pulled so heavy on my heart, shook me loose, and now I'm gone.
Ah, 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 ah
Brother Deej Leg with The River, a fine tune from his latest album, How to Kill a Horse. And as I just mentioned, that's the new mix that will be included on the new vinyl edition of that that album. Scott H. Byram before that with Never Coming Home from Nothing But Blood, his latest release. I think it just came out last week on Bloodshot Records. And The Stones doing Prodigal Son from Beggar's Banquet. 12 minutes past the hour with me in the studio. I'm so glad she's back in town. My favorite singer-songwriter, Dana Kurtz, a longtime visitor to the Caravan. I think you were among those first three or four guests I ever had when I first started doing
really?
The show, some, whenever, almost, well, a while back now. But anyway, welcome, Dana.
Hey, good to be here.
Now Dana, you're pretty much a permanent road horse. Where have you been during all this winter of 2012, 2013, 2014? Have you, where were you when all this snow was happening?
Well, actually,
last week?
I live in New Orleans now. I moved to New
okay.
Orleans.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if you were permanently there because, about a year ago, I remember you started posting, on Facebook a lot, daily. I said, well, okay, Dana's hanging in New Orleans, but I got this sense that you had left. So I didn't know you were a permanent resident there.
I spend summers up in Vermont. And I spent a little bit of fall and actually a little bit of early winter there this year as well, just because, just to be up there for my family. But yeah, the plan is to actually spend most of the year in New Orleans and spend summers in Vermont. I'm not tough enough to handle a New Orleans summer. I'm just not made of it.
Well, it used to be almost the other way around. You would visit here at least once a year, if not more than that.
A couple of times a year and it kept on getting longer and longer the amount of time I'd sort of plan my tour on spending in New Orleans, and then finally I was like, you're just meant to be here.
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, it must have felt like really like home for you to say, okay, this is where I'm gonna pack down for a while.
From the very first time I stepped foot in the city, I knew I had to live there. It was just one of those things. It felt like a mistake that I lived anywhere else.
When was the first time you went to New Orleans?
It was my very first tour, which was 1990. So, or 89, something like that, mm-hmm. late 80s, early 90s. I didn't have a gig in New Orleans, but I had met somebody at another gig who had a rental place, and she gave me the keys to go and spend the 4 or 5 days I had off, and I didn't know what to do. I spent my whole time in the French Quarter because I didn't know any better, and I had the time of my life. But I never really bought the past life stuff until I stepped foot in New Orleans, because I have a terrible sense of direction and I knew my way around. I was like, I've lived here before and it was a really good life, because I immediately, the minute I got into city limits, I was like, this is my home. This is it.
Was it so good that, when you would turn a corner, you've never been there before? Well, I knew that was there.
A little bit, but really, I have I get lost in New York City, which is a grid that's numbered. I get really, I don't orient myself well, but I always seem to know where the river was. I could always kind of have a general sense of where I was.
I hadn't thought that about New York. Yeah, it is a big grid. Kind of like Mamou.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's where I grew up. It was a grid. Only that grid is only a square mile, so a bit different. But so anyway, Dana, yeah, you're always doing good work. And I guess it was last summer you put out Secret Canon Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last time you were here was around the time, or maybe just before the Volume 1 came out. Tell us a little bit about Secret Canon. You had another album out at the time, but this one was sort of primarily a cover album.
Yeah, both the Secret Canons are. Secret Canon is, I've always collected kind of what I call lost songs. They're songs that either slipped through the cracks or they were minor hits, but, they disappeared after that. I mean, I bend that rule a little bit, but for the most part, I'm looking for tunes that haven't been covered in the last 30 years or 40 years.
Right.
And there's just so many great songs. I kept on finding them, and I'd slip a couple into every record, but after a while, I just amassed so many of them that we just started to decide to keep recording them, and so I still have more. I'm still finding them. It was just that particular period of time from about 1948 to 1964 when the, you know, the, when there were storefront labels in every town, just, you know, they had their own house writers, and sometimes they just sort of hit gold, and but nobody knew it, you know, just because Etta James didn't cover it or whatever. And I love finding those tunes.
And when were a lot of these, I guess, regional hits or
regional hits? I mean, you know, a couple of them were, you know, one of them on the record was actually a hit, but it disappeared after that. Nobody's really covered it. But yeah, most of them were regional hits or weren't hits at all. Like some of them, you know, were just, you know, they were just deep cuts on an album that didn't do terribly well.
Mm. Well, the album's fine. It's been getting a lot of good reviews. I've been reading about it for the past several months. I'm finally glad to get a copy. Usually I'd see you before this. I can always get a copy of the album. So this is the longest one that was out for a while before we got to actually play it. But it's a fine record. We'll be listening to a couple of tracks from it, both live and the studio versions in, over the next few minutes. Tell us who you brought with you. Before we get to that, this evening you'll be playing a free show at the Blue Moon tonight. Blue Moon has started doing these Tuesday night freebies, and for those of you who have never had the opportunity to catch Dana live, no excuse. It's a great venue and a great time this evening, and that should start off, you know, the typical around 9:30-ish. And so who did you bring with you? He's going to be your accompanist?
Nine sharp. We're you know, I am still a Yankee, really.
Okay, yeah, we don't do that here, but yeah, but go ahead. You heard that. Nine sharp. She will abide. And
next to me, I got the great Robert Mache, a really dear friend and a fabulous guitar player. You might know him from the Continental Drifters, if you've ever seen that amazing band. But he'll be playing guitar and mandolin and being my onstage foil.
Yeah, Robert, I hadn't seen Robert in many years. I remember we did a couple of broadcasts with Robert. I remember one during Festival International, and back in the late 90s, 2000, that era, we were doing every Saturday night live broadcasts from Grant Street. It was called the Grant Street Live, and I think Continental Drifters were at least for one of those, if not more. So anyway, good to see Robert. Yeah, at least a couple of them. Yeah, he's telling me so. So anyway, you got some. Both of you have your instruments in hand.
Yeah.
Can we hear something?
Sure. This one's Helen Humes did the only recorded version of this up till me covering it. It's called "All I Ask Is Your Love," featuring Robert Mache on guitar. Stars. And I know Reich in my heart. I do not ask the world to be free. I do not ask for eternity.
Dana Kurtz here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Fine, fine job, Robert, accompanying her on guitar. Yeah, that's a great tune. I'm wondering, this new album, Secret Canon Volume 2, there's, yeah, when I heard it and you reaffirming, confirming that you are living in New Orleans now pretty much for the most part, this album does have the arrangements on here do have a very New Orleansy feel. So I guess, yeah, you can't help but have that seep into your blood just being down there.
Yeah, it was recorded half in New Orleans, half in New York.
Oh, so, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of it, well, I guess the tunes that I did listen to, you just could tell that it just had this whole New Orleans vibe.
Yeah, there's just some tunes that were just begging for a New Orleans rhythm section. And you can get New York players to fake it pretty well, but it's sort of like, you know, you can roll out of bed and get 400 piano players. You can play the sort of feel I wanted on this record there. So I figured it was worth my while to fly down. It was before I officially moved there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So are you going to continue this series of more Secret Canons? I would imagine if you went to two volumes, you might as well go up more.
Yeah, I keep collecting the tunes, although this is two in a row. So my next, I've been amassing originals in the meanwhile, and I'm going to put out a record of originals probably. I'll start recording it this summer and put it out in the fall. And then another Secret Canon will probably roll out after that.
Well,
they're easy to make. I mean, almost all the songs were kind of, you know, one or two takes and out, done live, very little in the way of overdubs. It was recorded pretty old school.
Now, were you friends with most of the musicians that played on the New Orleans sessions, or did
yeah.
you just get word of mouth? You knew most
yeah,
of these
no,
people.
Yeah. Half the band was my Jazz Fest. I played Jazz Fest a year before last, and they were the guys that I hired for Jazz Fest. And they're John Groh is one of my oldest friends in town, and Simon Lott, a really great drummer I play with sometimes there.
Okay.
And John Coward's a guy I knew from New York, but he lived in New Orleans for years, and and Matty Perrine, a great bass player. It's a really great band. And Craig Klein was on trombone. It was just, you know, all these characters I've met and sort of sat in with over the years I've been coming down here.
Well, it's a great record. We're going to listen to something from it so you get an idea of what this record sounds like, because it's different than what you usually put out. I like that the last original album, you've really started picking up on the slide, you know, and I hadn't heard you do that before, for I think last visit or so. Let's get to the first track on the album, I Look Good and Bad. Where is that song? Is that an original?
An original, okay. Yeah. I was writing, sometimes I write originals pretending I'm writing for other people. So I think I was writing that one with Big Maybelle in mind.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. This opens the album. This is from Secret Canon, Volume 2.
I've been bad since you left me, but I look good in bad. Yeah. But I look so good in bad. I was a good girl for so long, and it nearly drove me mad. I never messed around. Yeah, I was so good to you, baby, and I never messed around, not once. But be a good girl. Bring a bad girl down. Go find yourself a nice girl. Hope she's sweet as candy cane. I'll find myself a bad boy. I might even learn his name. I've been bad since you left me, but I love.
Kurtz here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS, a tune called All I Ask. I Look Good and Bad. That was I Look Good and Bad. It seems like I've heard this song my entire life. Not to say that it's unoriginal, but it has that ring, Dana. Like this is a tune that I've heard my entire life. It just, it's just in that grand tradition, But a great tune.
Yeah, I love Google because you can actually, when you come up with a line like that, like I Look Good and Bad, you're like, oh, somebody's thought of this before, and you can go look it up, and you're like, nope, I'm the first. I got that
really?
One. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know it's everything. It's a miracle. Nashville's a city full of songwriters who are just, entrusted to come up with lines like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they did not get that one first.
And nowadays that you can Google a title or what's a new app that can pick up, knows what a song is.
Oh,
you
Shazam.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. That's great. I use that all the time.
I didn't even know about that until about 2 or 3 months ago. And someone walked in here and was identifying what we were playing. We're like, wow. I'm not up with this modern world we're living in, but we got some great music here in the studio from Dana Kurtz today, and she will be performing this evening at the Blue Moon Saloon, 9 o'clock, free show. Great time for everyone to catch what Dana is all about. And we're listening to, and she's performing tracks from her latest album, Secret Canon Volume 2. And we're going to do one live here in the studio. What's this next tune?
This is a tune written by a local woman, co-written. Maggie Lewis wrote this one along with Mira Smith. Johnny Adams made it a hit, as did Narvel Felt. It's called Reconsider Me. Hello, baby. Yes, it's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I bet you're surprised to see me. Here at your door, like a sparrow with a broken wing. Who's come back to beg you? Reconsider me. Please reconsider me. I can't make it without your love. Can't you see? If you let me, I will love you eternally. Just a candle, too short to burn the night. Now all the dark in my heart, I will hand you and plead. Light my way again, light my way, reconsider me. Please consider me. I can't make it without your love. Can't you see?
A rendition that would make Johnny Adams proud.
Oh.
Reconsider Me. We got Dana Kurtz here in the studio. And again, Dana will be performing tonight at the Blue Moon Saloon. And what can I say? It's going to be a great time. A free show, 9 o'clock time, start time. So make it on out. So Dana, I remember a couple of years ago you were talking about one of your trips to Europe, how you know, European press people tend to always go to musicians and kind of ask them these deep political questions as though, and, you know, philosophical questions as though they've got the, you know, the answers to, you know, to all the questions in the world. I remember you commenting about that on Facebook. But I know you do a lot of travels. I mean, what's your beef today? Give me a beef.
Oh, man, are we allowed to talk politics on a music show in Louisiana?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe so. But I know you can touch on so many. You touch on so many things that a lot of us don't even think about. I mean, you know, the song on your last album about the billboards and all that.
Billboards for Jesus, yeah.
I mean, you know, living down here, you grew up with it. You know, we don't get to look at it that way. It's great to hear your opinion, someone coming from elsewhere and kind of writing songs that.
I'm fascinated with it. I always have been. I mean, I was raised by atheists up north, you know what I mean? So so the first time I started touring down here and I saw these little clapboard churches, and I collect church signs because some of them are really funny and some of them are really kind of beautiful too. And I just and the country churches, and I've always, even when I was a little kid, I loved gospel music. Still do. I write gospel songs. Like, I'm writing a couple of tunes for the Blind Boys of Alabama, actually.
Really?
And yeah, I did a couple of gigs with them, and he really likes my writing, and Jimmy Carter, and he said, yeah, you ever want to write us a song? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a Jewish atheist writing gospel songs for the Blind Boys of Alabama, which feels right to me. My people wrote some of the best Christmas carols ever made, too. It's just the way it is. But I've always been kind of fascinated, a little envious even. Like, I'm really drawn to kind of the deep spiritual religiosity here. A little, you know, occasionally horrified by it when people start picking on my gay friends. But generally, it's really interesting. It's a whole other culture down here that is contradictory and complex and really beautiful. I've always been drawn to it.
Yeah. Have you ever had a chance to work with, gospel people down in New Orleans? I mean, there's so many great outfits, that at least that I hear about. I don't get to experience them.
Never got to work with any. I mean, you know, I get inspired by them all the time. The Electrifying Crown Seeker is one of my favorite bands of any kind of all time. I saw them at the Gospel Tent the first time I went to Jazz Fest, and they actually inspired Love Gets in the Way. Like, I was writing it for a male gospel vocal group. Uh-huh. That was sort of my, you know, that was where my head was at when I was writing that song. But I've never gotten to work with them. I would love to work with them. They're an amazing band.
Well, it looks like Robert's got his mandolin in hand. Let's what are we going to hear now?
I'm going to play an older song. It's called Nola. It was my love song to New Orleans. It's one of those tunes that I wrote that wound up being a little prophetic. I wound up sort of predicting.
I know. I think you performed that here when you first recorded it.
I think so, many years ago.
Let's hear it again.
New York is impossibly handsome, impossibly bright. But his hands are too busy, his shirts are too shiny and tight. On Fridays he dances to metronomes, so he can keep counting all night. All night, all night. Every time that I see her, my heart ends up begging to stay. She's been calling me to her, she tortures me every day. Have you been on a joyride? Say your best backslide, then rocked all night till you're trembling and sore. Please take me in your scented arms, New Orleans, I'm coming for more. Oh, New Orleans, I'm coming for more. I know angels can lie. If it lightens your load, they'll be stroking your cheek, but they're speaking in code. They'll take all your money and then hit the road and leave you broken and smiling. He has no use for me, he never looks in my eyes. I've been waking in panic, it's no way to live or to die. I've nothing of value to bring you, I come to you wasted and poor. Please take me in your scented arms, New Orleans, I'm coming for more. Oh, New Orleans, I'm coming for more. In the rush and the spin, in the flush of my sin, she'll be rolling her eyes while she ushers me in. God, let me love truly, forgive every nation, and walk like a woman again. Baby, I love you, but baby, I just have to go. I've got so much to learn, she's got secrets, I just have to know. Oh, I left my true love for you, oh, just take everything, I'll do what you want me to do. Take me in your scented arms, New Orleans, I'm coming for you. Oh, New Orleans, I'm coming for you. Oh, New Orleans, I'm coming for you.
Dana Kurtz here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Again, Dana performs this evening at the Blue Moon Saloon, free admission, start time 9 o'clock. Her new album is entitled Secret Canon, Volume 2. We're going to go out with a track from it. So glad, Dana, I'm so glad you and Robert had a chance to stop by, and we're looking forward to seeing you this evening.
Thanks so much for having us.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
what it's all about. I'm glad, so glad, New Orleans coming home. When I was down and out, didn't have a dime to eat, she bought me a lot of fine clothes. She put shoes on my feet. You know I'm glad.
Kurtz here on the Caravan. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Today, her guest will be Sean Bruce, singer-songwriter Sean Bruce, performing live in studio. Next Monday, on February 10th, the Cane Fire Film Series presents Betty Page Reveals All, a brand new documentary about the noted pinup star and icon. There will be a Betty Page lookalike contest before the screening. This takes place at the James Bunkus Theater again at 7:30 p.m. on Monday evening. Tickets are available through the ACA website, or just show up at the evening of the screening and get your tickets. If you would like a free pair of tickets right now, I'm going to give them away to caller number four. Give it to caller number four at 482-6991, 482-6991 to check out Betty Page Reveals All for free. This is the latest from the Band of Heathens.
The strangest thing, how the days go by. She'll make
music by Lake Street Dive. Fine lead vocalist Rachel Price doing a number called Better Than. Their new album is entitled Bad Self-Portraits. Going out with Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight, and indeed is. Coming up next, we're heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, Cheryl Castillo with The Exchange. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks to Dana and Robert for dropping by. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow.